Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom41.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 41.com. Freedom41.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, he can tear up a dance floor and, well, even your stuff in your bedroom. Ronnie from MTV's Jersey Shore is joining us right now. Hey, Ronnie.
What's going on, man?
Well, you know what? There's always a lot going on at the Jersey Shore house, and we're going to talk about the season finale and reunion in just a little bit, but I know you know that we're going to ask you about Snooki and all the changes in her life. Very exciting for her to be having a baby. I'm assuming you've talked to her already. What are your thoughts on the engagement and the new baby that's on the way?
The fact that she's pregnant, I think, is amazing, because she's always been looking for a boyfriend, and she's always wanted that white picket fence with the husband and the kid. So the fact that she found what she was looking for, you know, we're all really happy for her.
Now, we've been talking here on our show about the timing of the episode a couple weeks ago where all of you pretty much questioned Gianni and the relationship. Has that changed? Like, what do you really think of him now?
You know what? It's really not up to us. As long as she's in love and she's happy and she's realized that, you know, that's the person she wants to be with, at the end of the day, that's all we care about.
Now, I have to laugh because all season Dina has been feeling left out because everybody's in relationships, and, I mean, Polly and Vinny are, you know, they're enjoying the single life at the shore, and JWoww celebrating her anniversary with some bondage. Now, it just seems like some of the people there are really growing up. So, does that make life in the house more interesting and fun because people are at different points in their life, or is it just more frustrating for those that are a little bit behind in the times?
It's actually pretty amazing because we've only done this show for 3 years and we've watched each other grow up so much, and it's always great to see each other, you know, mature and become different people. You know, we don't want to see each other take steps backwards. We always want to see each other take steps forward in life.
Who have you seen change the most over these years?
You know, I think we've all changed. We've all grown up. You know, we were all done our good and bad things on this show, but I think that we've all had just different points in our lives, but overall at good points.
Now, one of the other big battles this season, though, was between, well, it's actually been going on for quite a while, is between Snooki and Mike. You know, the housemates always kind of, do you guys think that they hooked up before Italy? Like, has the truth come out? Do you think you'll ever know the truth?
You know what? No one will ever know besides the people that were in that room. And it's starting to become like mine and Sam's old drama, where it's so repetitive, like, no one cares anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, if it happened, it happened. No one's ever going to know except her or Mike and Unit and whoever else is in that room. So at the end of the day, it's like, who really cares at this point? In the beginning, it was interesting. Now it's just getting dragged on to a point where it's like, if they hooked up, they hooked up. You know, it's Snooki. You know, nobody would put it past her.
But you and Mike have had, and almost everybody has had a problem with Mike. What's the deal with him? Is he just trying to have fun? I know you love him as a brother, but is he just a jerk? Like, what's the deal?
In the beginning, you know, I always thought Mike was always, you know, like a little child. It's like he knows not what he does. But after a while, you watch, and you know that Mike likes to stir up the trouble. And Mike's the instigator, you know, in the house, and then we all get used to it. I kind of just ignore him now. Yeah, I kind of block him out. I have a selective hearing when it comes to Mike.
I was going to say that it almost seems like that works, right? If you don't react to what he does, he sort of leaves you alone.
Exactly. If you don't feed into his crap, he'll just leave you alone. You know, the more attention you give him, the more he feeds off of it.
Now, the Jersey Shore house is all about pranking, as we've seen in the last little while. Do you have any ideas about how to get your housemates back, you know, in the near future?
Honestly, I've actually been coming up with a couple of ideas just in case we do another season. I think I got to still get Vinny and Paulie back for putting my stuff outside. So I've been pondering some ideas, and I'm gonna come up with something good.
Now, everybody in the Shore House has their own little, I don't want to say good luck charm, but their own little, you know, Snooki has her crocodile, and, you know, Polly has the shoes. What's yours? What's your one item?
In my house that I have to have?
Yeah.
I'm probably definitely going to have to go with my sneakers.
So it's the same thing.
Those are my biggest. I probably have the most sneakers in the house.
How many do you have?
Probably over, like, 100 pairs.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do you, like, you have one for every possible, like, why so many?
I have a pair of sneakers to match my t-shirt that matches my hat, that sometimes matches my underwear, depending on how I feel that day.
You know what? That's funny, because we've had that discussion on our show. We do it at least once a year, is do you match the underwear with the outfit you have on? So here we are. Here's a guy who's saying that, yes, he does.
Sometimes. You never know.
Now, why do you do it, though? That's the big question we always have.
I don't know. You know, it's like, it'll be weird because I'll have a gray wife beater underneath, and then in my underwear will be gray, and then it'll happen to match.
Yeah, see, that's something that, you know, I'm learning about fashion now as I watch your show as well. Of course, I'm sure you're sick of talking about the relationship with Sammy, and, you know, you guys have your ups and downs. She was on our show a couple weeks ago. She said that you guys had split, but she also says it's one of those relationships that could be back on in an hour. So now, you know, we're in mid-March 2012. Are you two together?
No, we're still not together. We remain really good friends, you know, but you never know what we'll say. I haven't seen her in a while. So I have to do something with her in a couple of weeks. So you never know, you know. I mean, actually, at the end of this phone conversation, we might be back together. You never know.
So when you guys are out, when all of you are out of the house, I mean, how often are you in touch with each other? Like, when's the last time that you texted Polly?
We all stay in touch with each other, you know. Whenever Polly's in town, you know, me and Vinny always hang out. Me and Vinny mostly will hang out because we're both from New York, so we can always meet up in the city, but... I mean, Shooky and Jenny are filming right now, so we really can't get a hold of them. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we all pretty much stay connected.
Now, I mean, a lot of people have relationships that, you know, they're at each other's throats and they constantly fight, but deep down they still love each other and, you know, nothing could actually split them up forever. So are you happier now that you're not officially in a relationship with her and she's still in your life? Or, like, where are you at in life right now?
I'm more focusing on my career because I realize that I'm getting older. And you know what, I want to be able to take care of myself before I worry about taking care of anybody else.
So no engagement and no babies on the way for you?
No. You won't hear that one for a while.
You don't want to make that mistake, right?
Yeah, I don't want to go down that road.
So tell me one surprising thing about you that people wouldn't know, besides your dance moves, of course. Do you have a hidden talent?
Do I have a hidden talent? No, I mean, other than, which on the show they really make me... Most of the time, seem like an angry person. Pretty much just laid back. You know, I only overreacted when it ever came to Sam. So, other than that, I'm pretty much just chill. And, you know, I just like to have a good time.
Do you have a single favorite moment from this season?
I had a lot of fun at Paulie and Mike's birthday party.
Oh, yes. With
that was a good time.
With the strippers and the wheelchairs.
Yeah, you know, everybody was there. It was a really, you know, it was a surprise for them because they didn't expect it. So that was really a good time.
And really, how was the night not fun with strippers, really?
They weren't really the best strippers. They were, you know, kind of the bottom of the barrel. Kind of scraped those up.
Oh, my. Now, everybody's wondering, though, if there's going to be another season of Jersey Shore. Of course, Snooki's life is changing pretty drastically. What can you tell us about the future of the show? What do you know?
You know, as long as MTV wants to keep doing it, we'll continue to do it. It was an amazing opportunity, and it was a stepping stone for the place that we're at in our lives now. So I think if they gave us the opportunity, we'll do it again.
And let's be honest here. You know, MTV would be idiots not to do it, right, Ronnie? Can you say that or no? Probably not, I guess.
You know what I mean? You know, we still have a lot of viewers and a lot of fans, and I think that it would be a good idea if MTV did another season.
But if they don't, they're idiots. I'm just kidding. I'm putting you on the spot. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Ronnie from Jersey Shore, thank you so much for joining us today. The season finale is tonight on MTV. The reunion show is next week. Ronnie, great chatting with you today.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.